If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Mama had the distinct pleasure of, with a broken foot, might I add, to go down to Washington, D.C. a couple of weeks ago and speak to the Office and Professional Employees International Union, of whom the president is Michael Goodwin, whom I also had the distinct pleasure of meeting. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you, Stephanie?
I am much better now. As you know, I could not find a podiatrist in New York, and then there are millions of podiatrists in your union.
That's right. We represent them all over the country. So no matter where you break your foot, we can help you.
I know. They were all clustered around me after the speech, but it was great. It was great to come speak to you guys.
Yeah, it was so great having you, and you were wonderful. You were on the rating scale. You tipped the charts.
They loved you. And some of your helicopter pilots medevaced me out of there, back to New York. So that was very nice as well. Many, many benefits.
Well, you know, I was starting to think that our meeting was haunted. You know, when you showed up with your broken foot, one of the speakers fainted from the podium the next day. It had to be carried out on a gurney. I mean,
it's me. It's me, Michael. I'm a disaster magnet. But listen, I got to get your take on something. We've gotten into this debate all morning about the Arizona immigration law and the federal government having to sue them and yada, yada, yada. And you and I, we talked about this at the union event that, I just think it's one more reason why we need comprehensive immigration reform, because we were saying you can't fix the illegal immigrant problem until you fix the illegal employer problem as well. Don't you think?
Well, I do, and you know, we're just appalled. So many of our members on this SB 1070, and we're going to do everything we can to urge its overturning. I mean, it's just outrageous that a state can do such a thing. We support all of the efforts in Arizona to make it go away. We do need reform, that's for sure. But this is not the way to do it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's, to me, it's clearly not constitutional. Number one. But you know, you guys, we obviously talked a lot. Every issue that you've fought for. I mean, health care. It's something that the president's out there saying you'd think it would be just things that everybody would be fighting for. But I mean, we really are getting unprecedented obstructionism from the other side, aren't we?
We are, and that's because it takes away their sweet deal that they had for years and years, and now we have some check and balances, and we think that the new health care reform bill will lower costs in the long term. It takes an investment in the beginning, but when you eliminate all the duplication of services and all the gouging and the profits and all the abuses that go on in health care, I think workers stand a better chance with this new health care reform bill.
Right. And, Michael, you know, the other thing we talked about, I mean, with this Gulf oil disaster right before our eyes every day on the television, and I was saying, you know, the theme, the through line that goes through between that and the Massey mining disaster, if ever there's clearer, you know, there's a clearer case for why we need regulations and why we need unions to fight for worker safety and all that stuff, the time is now, isn't it?
Well, that's true. It's past now. And, you know, the unions really are the last strong voice for workers, for safety and health in this country. We represent the helicopter pilots, all of them, that fly the personnel and supplies out to those oil platforms in the Gulf. And we're fighting for safety regulations all the time. Employees don't care. We see that in this disaster here, where BP bypassed a lot of the safety things that they could have done and didn't do because they wanted to save money.
Well, same, we were talking about that, Michael, at the event that Massey, the Massey mining disaster, run coal. We don't get that. That's the number one thing. Run coal, you know, and it looks like in the BP thing, it was get the oil out faster. That's the priority. And look at how many men are dead now. Number one, right?
Well, that's right. We lost 11 men that were killed. And I wish more attention would be focused on those workers who lost their lives because of the mismanagement of the company. This is the kind of thing that we fight for, and we need to fight even harder and stronger. And the only way you do it is to get more and more employees organized so that we can make our voices heard in the halls of Congress and in the state capitals.
Well, I mean, Michael, I was saying that it just seems like the Republicans, almost on every issue, use it as an opportunity to union bash. I mean, it looks like these auto bailouts were actually a good idea, right? I mean, GM is turning around, but I mean, when we were trying to do that, they were saying, oh, the unions need to make more concessions, even though they already made a bunch of concessions. I mean, it is amazing how whether the president needs an appointee, their main concern is the appointee will be too, quote unquote, union friendly. Like, that's a bad thing.
Yeah, well, that's right. And, you know, the unions always get bashed by opponents, and that's because unions are effective, and they want to keep us suppressed, and they don't want the workers to have a voice. In the UAW situation, I think that Ron Gettelfinger was a real leader in coming forward and saying, these are the things that we have to do to make this company successful. And he testified right next side of the General Motors people and the other auto industry people to try and save the company, keep jobs here in America. That's what he's interested in doing. And that's what unions are interested in doing, to stop the bleeding and bring jobs home so that workers here in this country can have jobs and we don't have this 17% unemployment rate that we have now. Mm-hmm. They call it 10, but it's really 17, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, Michael, I mean, look at out here in California, we have Carly Fiorina running. And I mean, this is what these Republicans stand for. I mean, she outsourced how many jobs and, you know, and fired how many people and says she'd do it again. You know, ran this company into the ground. And here she is, a candidate for the Senate in California.
Well, that's right. And that's why all workers in California have to unite and stop this from happening. We have to get candidates in government that actually represent workers and not represent the interest of profit-making companies making more and more millions of dollars that they don't need.
Michael, one of your issues I know would be in the Employee Free Choice Act and the card check. Explain to people what that is, because not everybody understands what it is and why we need it.
Well, we need it because basically under the current law, the employers have just abused the National Labor Relations Act completely, and they use it as a tool to union bust. So that workers want to form a union and they go down for an election, the employer commits all these unfair labor practices, fires people, there's all sorts of things that they do to workers to intimidate them. Sometimes the election isn't even held for years later. They really never get certified. So this needs to be corrected. And what the Employee Fair Choice Act does, it provides a card check recognition that if a majority of the employees in the workplace want to have a union and they sign cards authorizing the union to represent them, then it would be automatic bargain. They should have it. And we've taken polls in the AFL-CIO, and we've determined through these polls that 60 million people in the United States would vote for a union given the opportunity in the workplace.
Yeah.
But yet they don't get that opportunity because the employers smash and break and discharge and do all these terrible things. So we really need some reform to level the playing field and give workers at least a fighting chance to have a voice in the workplace and determine their conditions.
Well, I was talking at your event about how Rush Limbaugh, our good friend, is it's like shooting fat Oxycontin-riddled fish in a barrel some days, because he, after the Massey mining disaster, said, "Where are the unions? Where were the unions here? Why weren't they protecting?" It's because they wouldn't let them unionize. That mine wasn't union, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they love to trash the unions at any given opportunity, no matter how hypocritical it is. So employee free choice is something that we hope to accomplish right after the November elections. I'm hoping that it's reintroduced and that a full court press is made to make sure that workers have a fair voice.
Yep. President Michael Goodwin of the Office and Professional Employees International Union, can you please confirm from my producer, Chris, that I did not go to your event to steal office supplies?
No, you're welcome back. Even if you stole a few, it'd be okay. You'd be welcome to it. But, you know, you were just great because you reminded people, you know, of where we're at and what we need to do. I mean, you're a great voice, you know, for the progressive people in the country, and we need people like you on the air to continue to promote this voice.
Well, I had a great time, and you guys just salt of the earth, treated me great. I got a nurse escort up to the stage, which was my favorite.
Well, as you know, we had pilots. We could have flown you home. We had podiatrists to fix your feet. We had nurses to take care of you. So when you come to an OPIU convention, we have every profession that can take care of all your needs.
It was like that Alanis Morissette, Isn't It Ironic song. I couldn't find a podiatrist to save my life the day before in New York, and then I suddenly was in with 10,000. Yeah. All right. President Michael Goodwin of the OPEIU, thanks so much, and come on with us anytime.
Thank you, Stephanie. Appreciate it.
All right, you too. You know, there we go.
Only could do something about the working conditions here and the sweat.
Yeah, the sweat shop that you make us toil away in.
Yeah, I got your card check ready.